America's Legal Line Network now presents Weinberg on the Law on CBS Radio, WXYT Detroit, AM 1270. Here's your host, attorney Scott Weinberg.
Here we are with Adam Heltman. Thank you for joining us. He has his own, obviously his own show, Hired at Dunn. We appreciate you coming on our show. How you doing, Adam?
Good, Scott. Nice to be here. Thank you.
One of the things that, I really wanted to talk to you about, because I've talked to several people that know you personally, and they just really speak so highly of the things that you're doing and how you're helping people in this community, especially in such a terrible economy with people not being able to sell their homes and how we're trying to really relieve what their financial situation is instead of trying to sell a house, trying to redo their house, live in it for a while, and perhaps wait out this terrible period. How's that been going?
Well, it's a really good question, and it's a big, major problem for most of the Metro Detroit homeowners. I mean, the average equity in the homes in the Metro Detroit, and I'm talking about the major three counties, Wayne, Oklahoma, Macomb, the equity backwards by 50%. So, in essence, people are upside down in their homes. And so what I say on the radio show that I have is people aren't moving, they're improving. And so, there's a shift going on in the amount of construction work that people do in their houses right now. Because of the lower equity, what basically people are doing is they're looking twice at home improvements. Number one, when the roof leaks, it doesn't matter if the economy is good or bad. You got to fix it. So there's a certain responsibility of ownership that when a homeowner has to partake in this, they're now going to look at, okay, should I replace the roof or should I repair the roof? Same thing goes with your furnace. Furnace breaks. It only breaks when it's cold out, not when it's, normal times. So you got to repair those. But a lot of times people say, they used to say, well, we have all the equity. Oh, let's put a new high-efficiency furnace in, go right ahead. And so now people are being very, very smart with their money because of the equity.
Well, I tell you something. I am unfortunately a personal victim to that. We put our house up for sale, and as soon as we put it up for sale, need a new chimney, needed two new furnaces. I had a leak in my bathroom, and we had to get it all done because, you can't sell it like that, let alone in a market where, you're competing against so many other people that can't sell their own house or they're underwater. So we can, quite frankly, we put the money into the house, and now hopefully it's improved. But, it's a tough thing when you know there's such a smaller market to be able to buy your home, but then you have to improve it somewhat because you have emergency situations.
Right, and that's, you said it perfectly. And then what happens is a domino effect because everybody else's house in the neighborhood is now losing value. And now you get the foreclosures and you got the short sales and the values are tumbling even worse because of that effect. And there's no new construction. Real estate has pretty much been on a downward spiral. So the only thing working that is an up or a positive in the economy is the home repair. Handyman, heating, cooling, roofing, siding, windows, generally smaller projects. The only thing that's a bigger project that's getting a big return still for the money is bathroom and kitchen remodeling. In a recent study by Harvard University said that a bathroom in Detroit that was gutted to the studs and then rebuilt with all new tile, toilets, a vanity, and a shower or a tub, will get you 85% return on investment immediately. So the value there is that you get a fresh, brand-new bathroom, your house gets 85% of that value back, and it becomes valuable in that manner. So there is still some good to be done with that, but the big $100,000 kitchen addition, the big family room addition.
Those are done. Those are done.
Not going to happen for many years.
That's not going on. But, one of the things, and Adam, we have a criminal law firm, and one of the things that we've dealt with for several years is the builder fraud. I mean, we've represented many construction guys in the past that have, quite frankly, been accused of taking advantage of the homeowners. And, sometimes they are in a specific situation where they can be taken advantage of the unscrupulous. Tell us how we can try to avoid that with a contractor.
Well, You know, it's funny because HireItDone.com, the web portion of my radio show, pre-screens the contractor. And the method that we use addresses the problem that you just brought up, is that, you know, the contractors may do good work, but they may not be good businessmen. You know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. And so what we do is, you know, our contractors have to be licensed and insured. We verify that. We contact their credit references. We do a background check on them. And we call their past homeowners and visit a job site. So when we create that, when we do that, it creates a profile for them. And they must be in business for at least 5 years. Because, you know, 96% of all contractors fail within the first 5 years. I don't know if you know that.
Is that right? But they have to have insurance, too, don't they?
Yeah, we verify their general liabilities and workers' comp insurance. And they must carry a $2 million policy. It's required in our policy, it's higher done than they do. Plus, the other thing is, we make our contractors warranty their work an extra 5 years.
Really? We're talking to Adam Helfman of Hired at Dunn. If you want to go to him, it's hireatdunn.com. Adam, one of the things that that we really wanted to also talk about is some of the good work you're doing with the community. I know that you have a Pay It Forward Fridays. What, tell us what that is.
It's funny you should say that. Personally, I'm a very philanthropic person. I like to give back. I'm all about what comes around goes around. So, you know, I happen to be very popular on Facebook, and one night, in the middle of the night, I said, you know what, I got to do something good for people, and I'm going to use Facebook as my driver. And it was Thursday night, and I said, tomorrow's Friday, what can I do on a Friday? I said, why don't I pay it forward? And I started a group in the middle of the night, called it Pay It Forward Friday, and by 8 a.m. I had 600 members of the group. As of today, it's been about 2 months since we started it. We have over 5,500 members of the Pay It Forward Fridays. And basically, it's real simple. Every Friday, we commit to doing a good deed for anybody, whether it's paying for the coffee and the guy in line behind you, holding a door open for an old lady, feeding the homeless, anything that just is a good deed. No good deed is too big or too small. It's just the effort. And that we ask everybody who's in the Pay It Forward Friday group on Facebook to invite their friends as well, so that we can spread the goodwill.
Well, that's a great service.
You know, it's been good.
That's a great service. Can you buy my house? That'd be great. It's coming up Friday tomorrow. Yeah. But I tell you, it's so nice to see some of that, actually, that's helping out the community. You know, we have so many people, and I'm in the criminal justice field, and I tell you, there's so many people that are unhappy that I see every day in the criminal courts, and it's nice when other people are doing a nice thing, even if it's just a little nice thing for someone else. I was in court today, and I swear, it was so sad to see some of these people that are just, they have no money. They have nothing going on, and it would just be so nice for just one person to be able to do something nice for them. So I'm gonna look forward, and I'm gonna join your Facebook, and I'm going to encourage anybody who's listening, and quite frankly, anybody that that I see. I think it's a great thing to do. We're talking with Adam Helfman from HireItDone.com. And one of the other things that I was really curious about, when you actually talk to people on the air, and I know that you do it online, what is their major thing that they're worried about with their mortgage? You know, we saw recently about how Bank of America is helping people with their mortgage. Are people, are you encouraging them to try and get refinancing? What are you trying to do with that?
That's a great question. What happens is people are getting paralyzed because of the stresses that are around them. It's not just the mortgages, but all the life stresses that are created because of the lack of jobs, the lack of spending, the economy being frozen down. So what happens is they get paralyzed. So I'm just encouraging people to understand what they have available to themselves, such as just call Bank of America and tell them, because, you know, people think it's a shameful act if you don't pay your mortgage. Well, when you sign that mortgage, you committed to pay for 30 years. So, yeah, you owe that money. But the government has recognized, and so has the bank, that these are times that are unusual, so they're going to help work with you. My recommendation is that people do call the bank and continue to call and continue to document their calls, because some people, the frustrations that you get from me is they're saying, hey, Adam, the bank's not calling me back, or I'm on hold for an hour, or I can't get the person to, you know, I can't get a hold of anybody. And so they just give up. People are just walking away from their houses, too. So
Do you find that in this day and age that people will walk away from their house and they really lost a lot of, I mean, not just because they're underwater, but they lost so much value if they had figured out a way, for instance, with the bank, they could have worked out something to stay in it if they just put some a little more effort into it.
Well, I don't know. You know, how can you, if you worked at a big three automotive for 20 plus years, you're a hard worker, you base your mortgage on the money you bring in, you have a decent 401k, and your wife is a teacher, and you get downsized out of your job, and then she loses her job, and you deplete your savings, you're looking for a new job, but then the economy's going south, no one's hiring. At what point do you... you got something has to give.
It's such a tough situation. I know what you mean. I mean, I have clients that have that, and we had someone else recently on talking about divorce too, where their number one asset for their whole marriage, of course, was their house. And now it's underwater. It's not valued anything close to what the mortgage is. And they can't even afford to file for divorce. And there's many times no even reason asset wise to file to split up anything because the house isn't worth anything.
Right, so that's why divorces are down right now. The divorces will be up.
Wow.
But, you know, when the economy turns, maybe that could be wrong. I don't know. But, yeah, it's horrible. Look at bankruptcies are huge right now.
Do you find that home improvements have gone up with the local contractors? For instance, the local guys, or are they the national firms that are trying to market here? And I don't mean national firms, it's sort of like the ones that are working with Home Depot or that type of larger retailer.
Yeah, I mean, Home Depot is in the same situation as everyone else. It's just difficult. I mean, it's just difficult because the money goes to them.
You know, I always wanted to ask this. As long as I get you on the line, I want to ask you. When you go to actually Home Depot or something like that, one of those larger retailers, do they have contractors working for them, or are these ones that are independently contracted out?
Yeah, they're all independents. Here's the problem with the big boxers, and I'm not specifically citing Home Depot or Lowe's or any of them, but they are in the price game where you buy everything low price, okay? Well, they haven't figured out yet that you can't buy quality for a low price when it comes to home improvement. Because every job, every kitchen, every bathroom remodel that you do is unique to the homeowner that you're working for. Okay? It's not like a cookie cutter bathroom that every bathroom fits. So they are all about price. Until they switch their model to quality, they're never going to satisfy the homeowners. That's why they have a very low satisfaction rating. With customer satisfaction when it comes to installed sales. Sure, you can get a good deal on a toilet. You can buy siding. You can buy a roof or the products at a great price. But then when you pay it to be installed, they find the lowest price workers they can to offer you the lowest price, and then they don't worry about quality because they think the workers are going to warranty it. And I've seen it dozens and dozens and dozens of times, and I challenge you to find homeowners that have had work done by them that they're satisfied with.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll tell you, I've had that problem in the past, that is for sure. So if you actually want to get anything done or you want to get any construction done, I would encourage you to go to hireitdone.com or listen to what Adam Helfman has to say. Adam, thanks for coming on the show today, and we'll definitely have you on. We appreciate you spending time with us.
Yeah, Scott, it was great to be on your show. I appreciate that. Have a great day.
Take care.